Hello, I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Indian IT body NASSCOM has said the recent work visa-related changes announced by the US will have potentially serious adverse consequences on the American economy as it will make it more difficult for companies to employ skilled foreign nationals to fill critical gaps in the US. One of the changes, which come into effect on September 11, allows U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services adjudicators full discretion to deny applications, petitions, and requests without first issuing a request for evidence or notice of intent to deny. TRAI has said firms collecting user data don't have a right over it and emphasized that consumers' consent should be mandatory and they should also be given the right to be forgotten. Terming the existing data protection framework as inadequate, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India recommended to Department of Telecom that companies should not use metadata to identify users and should disclose any data breaches. It said entities controlling and processing user data are mere custodians and all of them should be brought under a data protection framework. Jayaprakash Associates Limited pleaded before the Supreme Court on Monday that the company would deposit another Rs 600 crore to refund home buyers if it was allowed to dispose of its identified assets, which included a cement plant at Rewa in Madhya Pradesh. Senior Advocate Fali S. Nariman, counsel for JAL, informed a bench headed by Chief Justice Deepak Mishra that the Noida-based real estate company has already deposited Rs 750 crore with the Supreme Court's registry and it would pay another Rs 600 crore in 7 installments for paying the principal amount to the home buyers. ICICI Bank has decided to postpone its annual general meeting by a month amidst independent inquiry on alleged cases of impropriety against the bank CEO Chanda Kochhar. The meeting has been rescheduled to September 12. Meanwhile, Kochhar has gone on leave till the completion of an external inquiry into alleged conflict of interest in extending loans to some corporates like Videocon. Kochhar and her family members are facing allegations of quid pro quo and conflict of interest with respect to a loan extended to certain entities, including the Videocon Group. Multiple agencies, including the CBI and regulator SEBI, are already probing the alleged lapses involving Kochhar and her family members. More than 70,000 employees of associate banks of the State Bank of India are angry. Banking staff worked overtime post-demonetization to meet the demands of long queues of people waiting to exchange old notes with the new ones. The bank staff had been promised overtime compensation by the employer banks for the extra hours they worked post-demonetization. The 70,000 officers and employees of banks like State Bank of Patiala, State Bank of Hyderabad, State Bank of Mysore, State Bank of Travancore and State Bank of Bikaner and Jaipur got the compensation, but now they are being asked to return the compensation for extra work. The global economy is still expected to grow at a solid pace this year, but worsening trade confrontations pose serious risks to the outlook, the International Monetary Fund has said. The IMF's updated world economic outlook forecast global growth of 3.9% this year and next, despite sharp downgrades to estimates for Germany, France, and Japan. The US economy is still seen growing by 2.9% this year and the estimate for China remains 6.6%, with little impact expected near-term from the tariffs on tens of billions of dollars in exports the countries have imposed on each other so far. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more.